This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Calm.
Free Talk Live.
Right here, we need the toll-free numbers and Skype username, and you may take control of the airwaves to bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. We've got a website. You can go there, get interactive at freetalklive.com. You could actually submit content right there to the front page of the website, and then other listeners will see it and vote on it. They can vote it up if they like it, down if they don't, and you can do the voting thing as well. So go there, get interactive for free at freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight in studio, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
All right. So, of course, you can bring up anything you want. Johnson, you wanted to continue a conversation that we had, I don't know, a couple weeks ago? I don't know how long ago.
We were talking about Penn Jillette.
Okay.
And he was talking about how he had come to libertarianism and liberty ideals.
On his show? Penn Sunday School?
I don't think it was on Sunday School. It was some sort of a speech that he was making. He was being questioned at the Cato Institute.
Okay.
And so he went into these comments, and they were written down by someone, and kind of told his story about how Tim Jennison...
He's an old mentor of his,
yeah,
right?
Tim Jennison was an old mentor. This guy's, obviously this guy is sort of a wealthy owner and inventor of this video hardware company, New Tech, and he, this guy is interesting and obsessive, and they made a movie around this guy's obsession with...
Penn made a movie.
Penn and Teller both made a movie about Tim Jennison's obsession with recreating a Vermeer. And so the movie is Tim's Vermeer. It's the best documentary I've ever seen.
Wow.
Yeah. Right. I was going to say it's one of the best. No, it's the best. I also went to art school, so I have a deep appreciation for art, but they went into the science aspect of how the old masters probably created their art from this particular tool that they recreated. And it's pretty astounding. So I would highly recommend that. But anyway, the discussion there is how Penn came to liberty. And so I had asked you, I'd asked you off the bat, I had said, Ian, how did you come to the ideals of liberty? Was, where we had kind of started that conversation.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I know I've told the story before, but there are always new listeners out there. So probably it would have been when I smoked pot for the first time. I think that was probably the turning point in my life. Because that was really the first time that I think I learned that the government wasn't being honest, that they, weren't telling the truth.
Have you, as a side note real quick, have you heard the news story that they're like at some schools, they're putting on these green goggles that make people's vision all wavy to tell them, this is what pot does to you.
It's ridiculous.
That type of thing. Which, somebody was saying, look at this is horrible. I'm like, that's fantastic. What are you talking about? That's going to teach all those kids instantly that not only are the people who work for the government kind of stupid, but it's also going to teach them that they have the power to make them do stupid things, by force, and it's going to teach them that they're lying. So,
well, you
don't
find out they're lying until later. I mean, if you're in fifth grade and you're putting on pot goggles or whatever,
they're going to know right off the... I mean, they're probably going to find that out very quickly. I mean,
maybe. I mean,
these kids these days could just Google.
That's true. Yeah, that's a good point, because we didn't have that ability when we were in elementary school.
Like, effects of pot. Does pot make you see green? No.
No.
Oh, they're lying.
That's
okay.
A good point. And certainly kids today are very tech savvy, so there's no doubt about it. They can do their own research on that. It would be interesting to see how they respond to it. Sometimes on the React channel on YouTube, they'll have kids react
to pop goggles.
Or at least to the commercial or whatever.
Right.
Or I guess it's not a commercial.
Well,
it's
a school
program. Thing they're doing in real life. But I know they did put up, it was an Australian anti-drug commercial, an Australian-based anti-pot specifically commercial,
and it was about a sloth, like some sort of hot sloth.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Yeah, and I guess it's turned into a meme. Yeah, so it's spread around on the internet, and of course, almost all of the teenagers. Yeah, they had the teens watch this one, and of course, almost all of the teenagers thought it was pretty ridiculous.
Right.
But then, when asked if they had smoked cannabis, most of them said they had not. I find that to be suspicious, based on the fact that it's filmed in, you know, Hollywood, basically, or Los Angeles, somewhere
in
L.A.
Of course not. Well, some of those kids are pretty young too, but I don't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, not everybody smokes pot. Certainly not everyone does, but California is one of those places where it's probably more popular than others.
So that's a question for you. How old were you?
16. At the time. And
yeah, I want to say, I don't know.
It took a lot of convincing, too. My friends had to really, like, work on me.
I don't want to do that, guys. That's for bad people.
Yeah, I don't remember my objections exactly, but one of them was the fear of the police. I remember specifically being concerned.
School is my anti-drug. I'm gifted.
Yeah, I don't know if I was that far. I don't think I was that deep into it, but into the propaganda, but I definitely was believing the propaganda to some extent.
Wow, okay.
And, yeah, I didn't have any experience with anyone, at least that I knew of, who'd smoked cannabis.
Right.
Certainly later on, I learned about my cousin and my, you know, uncle, and I learned about all the people who had been around me my whole life who had been.
I'm going to be a jerk and be like, wait a minute, you were believing the propaganda still at 16. Are you sure you were gifted?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really remember much about what I did back then, but...
I don't know. I still remember a little bit of high school, you know, like...
I remember some of it.
14, you know, that 16.
But I don't remember what my beliefs were prior to who I am today, basically. I mean, I can have general ideas of who I was in the past,
right.
But I can't specifically recall what I believed and what I didn't out of drug class. I mean, I don't think I thought cannabis was as bad as heroin or anything like that, but anything I say is basically pure speculation. I don't remember. That was a half a lifetime ago.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's super,
me.
It's
20 years ago now.
It's super interesting to me because I do know that I came to atheism at around 5 years old. I know that for a fact. Like, I kind of, like, clocked that about myself. And that it's actually the combination, I thought, sort of the combination of atheism and George Carlin. that brought me to libertarianism, which is weird because
he's an atheist, isn't he?
He is.
Yeah.
But he's also
and
that was, you know, one of the reasons why I appreciated him, but like he's not a libertarian. George Carlin, no. He's very free speech, very pro free speech, but he was also a vegetarian. I mean,
you can be a vegetarian and a libertarian.
Yeah, sure. No. But a vegetarian who was very...
He was anti-status quo.
He was very anti-status quo and very, you know, anti-traditionalism.
Didn't seem to really like the state as it is. Maybe, I don't know what sort of state he would have preferred. I've never looked that deeply into
politics.
Right,
but he was very kind of like just this sort of like anti-corporate, anti... He was very just kind of anti-everything. But, he was not really for a free society. He was just sort of like, everyone die. You know, like, it's kind of his mentality. But I had heard some things, you know, he had said some things that were very kind of lefty-oriented.
Sure.
And there were a lot of things about George Carlin that, and this will get me some haters right now, that he was kind of dishonest. You know, he would go around saying, like, it's the American dream because you're asleep if you have, you know, if you believe it, right? Well, he said that while he was making like $2.6 million a year. Like, he's the living embodiment of the American dream, a comedian who, like, they make no money. And he got to the point of where he was making millions of dollars for speaking engagements. I mean, come on. That's the American dream. So was he saying that he was asleep, or was he being a gigantic hypocrite? So, you know,
maybe
you just have
frustrated.
To take that into consideration a little bit. The man was doing a performance, and not necessarily all of what he said was 100% truthful, because a lot of people took Carlin as sort of like this. They still do take a lot of what he said as like this sort of gospel. And I just, you know, I don't, again, and being an iconoclast, I attack even my own idols at some point or another.
So wait, but, so that's how you became an atheist, but what
no,
about
libertarian? No, 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 no. I was an atheist long before I encountered Carlin, and then I started encountering Carlin probably around I was like 9, 10, 11, and started memorizing like entire albums of his. Like, I could say every single word, and I had some friends, and like,
we would
just go back and forth and, you know, say the words to Carlton.
That's incredible.
Routines, yeah. So, like, I used to know everything for to what am I doing.
So you could have been a member of the Carlin cult.
Yeah, I could have certainly been.
Because, like, you know, the Muslims traditionally would memorize the Quran, the entirety of the Quran. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Usually by, like, age 6, they'd have the entire thing memorized. 855-450-3733. You can share your story on how you came to freedom if you want, or bring up anything that's on your mind with Ian and Johnson. Here, this is Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-941-9483. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-941-9483. That's 1-800-941-9483.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join on the radio waves here. Toll free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. It's a conversation that isn't uncommon between libertarians, which is, hey, how'd you find the ideas of freedom? That's what you'd ask tonight here, Johnson. And we're both sort of in the midst of telling those stories for ourselves. Of course, you can join us and tell us yours if you'd like. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Now, some people find freedom through picking up the right book. And Adam Kokesh has written one, in fact, called Freedom, which will empower you to be more happy, free, and prosperous while putting you in a position to help shape our destiny. You as a free, beautiful, independent human being with inalienable rights own yourself, and you can do what you want with your own body and the product of your labor. All human interactions should be free of force and coercion, and we're free to exercise our rights, limited only by respect for the rights of others. Governments rely on force, and force is a poor substitute for persuasion. When you learn don't hit, don't steal, and don't kill, it wasn't unless you work for the government. Governments frighten us into thinking we need them, but we're moving past the status paradigm and rendering them obsolete. So find Freedom by Adam Kokesh in dead tree format on Amazon and also available online for free. Just go to thefreedomline.com/freedom to find it there. So you can join us here again, 855-450-FREE, or Skype the show at Skype username lrn.fm. Johnson, you were talking about sort of how you became who you are, with George Carlin being a big influence on you. You became.
But also, I think that there's a balance there. So I was talking about the atheism thing. I know George Carlin is an atheist, but I think, I don't know when he became the atheism. Obviously, I came to atheism, like I said, at a very, very young age. And I think that there's a kind of a logical thought there that kind of counterbalanced. Like, a lot of the stuff that George Carlin would say in a very flippant sort of manner in his comedy shows, which is what I was being influenced by, not necessarily by what might be some of his real beliefs. But that sort of logic dictated that, you know, maybe this stuff is not the, you know, not actually, like, he's saying some one thing sort of logically, but, you know, like, everybody, he was very nihilistic, like, because everything was kind of doom and gloom, and everybody should just give up and, you know, be miserable and die.
Well, it just goes to show that money doesn't bring happiness, right? Because you were just commenting on how Carlin made millions of dollars and was this idyllic American dream from your perspective.
Oh, yeah.
But from his perspective, he's angry.
But no, maybe he was angry, maybe he wasn't. I don't know. Like, in his
personal, that was his act, at least,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that was his act. And but that act he had had for, like, you know, 40 years at that point. So, I mean, he was going on at something, you know, that he would just, it was a program. So I don't know, you know, in his personal life, he had, I think, a daughter. He, you know, was a vegetarian. Like, none of that stuff ever really made it into his shows. He didn't do bits about animal rights, you know, or whatever. Like, it was just, so who knows what his real, you know, views on things were.
Some people find that you make money off of being the angry guy. That's what Chris Cantwell's doing. Right?
Sure, exactly, you know. But, you know, I when examining some of those things, I just found that, hey, that's not really, you know, like, I like a lot of flippant blue comedy things, you know, comedy that's about things that are just awful, which is Cantwell. You know, I find a lot
he's
of Cantwell
funny,
stuff very, very amusing. You know, he's made a whole routine of this whole, like, Pinochet throwing people from helicopters thing, which is, you know, horrible in the face of it, but it's very funny when, you know, like, I don't know. I get some joy when imagining certain liberals being thrown from helicopters. But, you know, whatever. But on an actual level, I recognize that those things are horrible. And so there's a sort of, I don't know if it's a practicality or whatever, but what brought me to sort of liberty-minded stuff is realize, you know, I just kind of on my own kind of came to the idea that, hey, these people are just trying to force stuff, you know, like, and that's not right. You know, like, I grew up in a very liberal area. I know you grew up in kind of conservative country, but
yeah, I guess Sarasota, Florida is a red place or whatever.
And so for me, you know, I grew up around people always constantly kind of like, oh, that's not right. This is the way things should be done. You know,
you grew up in Connecticut.
Yeah, in Connecticut. And, you know, it was always kind of that influence is everywhere. That sort of, like, you know, lefty Democrat influence where it's like, this is the way, this is the right thing. This is the moral. And it's like, no, that's not moral. You know, like, force things.
That's just what you want to do.
Right. That's what you want
to
do.
Force everyone to do.
You want to force everyone to do that. And that old
were you when you figured that out?
young. Okay. This is before high school. You know, and I know that I had been memorizing Carlin stuff at around the age of 11. So somewhere in there, I mean, I know that, because I have recordings of myself where I was doing radio in college and stuff like that, that I was definitely a libertarian, but it was more of like the angry Cantwellian kind of libertarian, much so back then. I mean,
I had that
even when we were doing radio, you know, when we started doing it, it was both of us that had a lot more anger about what the government does to people. Not that that anger is really gone, it's just sort of not... just raging for no particular reason or wanting to do the whole, you know, the clip that I love hearing every so often that plays with, in the show is Mark screaming, Wolverine!
You know, right, talking from about, Red Dawn.
Talking about, you know, picking up your guns and going against the government because that's going to get you real far. Yeah. So
it worked for that guy in Manchester. Oh, no, the guy in Manchester. Actually, he's not dead. Surprisingly, they didn't shoot him to death. Yeah, he shot, apparently, allegedly, a couple of cops.
This will be a great life now.
Several days ago.
So, you know, I just... but okay, so the next question that I'd like to ask is, so how did you come to the Libertarian Party then?
Well, let me finish a little bit more of my answer, because I just, you know, the pat answer is when I smoked pot was the first time. And yeah, having thought about it a little bit further, I mean, I've also said on the air that I've always been sort of anti-authority.
Right.
I mean, I can remember as young as elementary school doing things that I was told specifically not to do.
Right.
I mean, a good example of it would be... I was sent to, supposed to be sent to the principal. I had a fourth grade teacher who was super forgetful, and everybody in the class knew it, this older lady, and she wanted me to go to the principal, but she was going to remind me to go tomorrow.
She reminded me of a story.
Yeah, so I was, she wrote a note to herself to remind herself to send me to the principal tomorrow, because it was, I guess, late in the day, or like maybe the end of the day or something like that. And so on the way out of the classroom, I snatched the note off her desk, and that was the end of that story. So, I did something to intercede in the exercising of the authority in that particular case. And that's one example of it. I can remember other examples where I didn't do, you know, specifically what I was told, and I didn't appreciate being told what to do. So I think I've always had that with me. I think you'll find a lot of libertarians will say that they can remember for the longest time being that way. And then also, as far as like not trusting the government is concerned, that's more of a specific thing that came later,
right?
You know, with the smoking cannabis. But also, I remember my dad was kind of, you know, he was a Rush Limbaugh listener when I was growing up, and so he listened to conservative talk radio. Of course, it was during the Clinton administration in the 1990s when a lot of that was very, very
ditto head.
Very, very popular, yeah. And I think he even had the Rush is Right bumper sticker from 970 WFLA back in the day. I remember had one of those videos about Waco.
Okay.
And this is like pre-Alex Jones.
Right.
But they, you know, Alex Jones isn't the first guy to make conspiracy theory videos, and this was one that suggested that maybe the government actually burned the place down, rather than the government story, which is that the Branch Davidians burned their own place down and killed themselves. We'll continue here, 855-453, so I think that puts some questions into my head.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream.
B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight with you, Ian here.
And Johnson.
Also, you can join us anytime you want. We do the show live 7 nights a week. And, of course, a lot of people get interactive on our website at freetalklive.com. Also, are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Well, stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. So stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, and spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. We can talk more about sort of the origin stories of Free Talk Live hosts coming to the ideas of liberty. But first, Sarah is on the line in Albuquerque. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I just wanted to mention that according to the ancient Sanskrit, the Indian Vedas, you know, they actually talk about life on the moon, and I thought, well, these people are just really off. But the more I read about, you know, about the pictures that was taken of the moon, I believe that they are telling the truth. I mean, when
now, who is this? The Indian who?
The you know, the West Indies Sanskrit, but it's called the Vedas.
The Vedas?
Okay. The Vedas, you know, like the Hare Krishnas, I studied their literature.
Mm-hmm.
So then it talks about life on the moon, and it actually says that you could only be born into that moon after many, many lifetimes of pious activity.
It's possible that they were referring to something other than what they were talking about, right? Like maybe the moon is a metaphor for something else, like a better life or some sort of ethereal existence. Because you know there's no oxygen on the moon, right?
But is that the photo I was telling you on the website about the civilizations on the moon, the satellite pictures of that?
No, I've never heard of anything like that. I don't think you talked to me about that.
Well, I called it, okay, not you, but the other guy with another guest, but I called in that there's a website, a reputable website with...
No, it's not. Whatever it is, it's not a reputable website. I'm sorry. The idea that there are people living on the moon or were people living on the moon is scientifically ridiculous.
Well,
there's a reason why people wear the silly suits up there, right? The astronauts. You've seen the pictures of them.
I was telling you that was the hoax. The lunar landing was all taken in the white sand. But that's why I wanted you to come and visit White Sands.
Oh, so this is part of a conspiracy theory. So what you're saying is that the government hasn't actually landed on the moon, and that if you were to go to the moon, you would discover that it's actually habitable? Is that what you're saying?
Well, the thing is, no, we're not permitted in this body. We're only, we're supposed to stay on the Earth. You have to be born into that atmosphere.
There is no atmosphere on the moon, I don't think. I mean, I'm not a scientist. I haven't studied it in a long time. But, Johnson, I mean, am I right about this? There's no appreciable atmosphere on the moon. Yeah.
So that was all a hoax. We're not, according to the Vedas, again, we're not allowed to leave out of the Earth's atmosphere. That was a hoax. Nobody's permitted.
Well, just because the Vedas didn't think you could do it doesn't mean they were right.
There's a lot of hoaxes going on with all these people leaving the atmosphere now because it happens all the time now.
You mean like with the X Prize?
Sure, yeah. And the guy who like actually got out and dived through, through the atmosphere, he skydived.
That's pretty crazy.
You saw that,
I heard about that.
That video. And, it took it with the GoPro video the entire way down.
So, Sarah,
he could only go up to that atmosphere.
Do you believe everything you read, I guess, is what I want to know. Just because somebody wrote it down, does that make it true?
Well, the thing is, I used to think it was a bunch of nonsense, but...
Which part?
I'm hearing from other sources, like, lunar landing was a hoax, okay? And then...
You can find all kinds of sources to back up your beliefs. So if you believe that the moon landing was a hoax...
You know, we mentioned Alex Jones right before we went to break. You know, his current theory is Michelle Obama is a man.
Okay.
Yeah, he's very, very sure of it now.
All right. Hey, Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
It's a global conspiracy, friends. It's a global conspiracy.
About Obama's wife?
Everything.
I see. I don't even know if Jones would go so far as to say that the moon landing was faked. Is that one of his things?
I don't know.
I can't imagine he would. I mean, that seems like a little bit too far out.
They're evildoers, friends. They're evildoers. Everything is a possibility. The Illuminati will go to no ends to stop you from believing in things that are right and just. Therefore, the moon landing might be a fake, but I won't necessarily say that. I don't know.
It is a possibility that they faked the moon landing. I mean, that's a possibility. Is it probable? No, it's not probable. And is it possible someone could live on the moon? That's getting to the realm of impossibility.
Yeah, that's in the realm of...
unless we're talking about some sort of alien species that doesn't need the same things that we do.
Right.
So, toll-free number tonight, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Is it possible that there is, some sort of some species living on the dark side of the moon? I suppose... But just because you read something in an old book that's an old religious text. In the Transformers movies, it's the Transformers who are hanging out on the other side of the movie, or the moon. But just because something's... I mean, it's hard to believe I have to say this, but just because something was written down by human beings doesn't make it true. It doesn't mean that it's, gospel or inspired by somebody that knows something about whatever. These people are trying to explain their world. They're trying to explain what they see, and that's why a lot of religions have a lot of these trappings that just don't make sense to us today, because they were people trying to put what they knew into some sort of understandable explanation.
Well, that's also giving them a lot of credit and not just saying, they're just crazy. You know, well,
there's crazy, and then there's people who want to control others, and those people were all involved in
religion. There are tons of religions that are just based on trying to control other people and say ridiculous things, you know, just to control them, you know.
And I say this as the minister of the Shire Free Church.
Right.
So you can join us here and add into the conversation at 855-450-FREE. That's a new one, though. We've heard a lot of things on this show over the years. A lot of conspiracy theory callers have called in. I can't say I've ever heard someone claim that there were civilizations living on the moon.
Hare Krishnas.
Or that, well, I've never had them call in to the show to say that. Are there Hare Krishnas now? And aren't those the people who are known for, like, pushing pamphlets on people in the airport?
In
the movie Airplane?
Yeah, Airplane, yep.
Yeah.
They have the top knot.
What happened to those people?
I don't know.
See them in airports anymore. Are you not allowed to do that stuff in airports?
Maybe, that's probably what happened, is that they're just...
Well, but it's free speech, isn't it? I mean, you're not doing... It's not commercial speech. It's, I mean, we've gone to airports before and done Liberty Outreach up here in New Hampshire,
but
and they didn't like
so
it.
But so many different rule changes, and who knows? I mean,
they didn't like it, but there was nothing they could do about it. I remember they asked us once, if you watch Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, victimlesscrimespree.com, you see the part of what we did in the airports, which was Derek and Kelly stripping down and then going into the airport and handing out flyers to people.
Right.
They did ask us to go into the free speech zone, which they had designated was outside of the airport. Mind you, it was 30-something degrees at the time. But even if it was warm out, I still wouldn't have gone. They asked us to go, showed us a map, and they said, can you go down here? And I said, well, are you just asking? And they acknowledged that they were just asking.
Right.
So I opted to go ahead and stay in the airport
where
people are actually there, and I can actually reach people with ideas. So I don't know. Maybe the Hare Krishnas just gave up on it. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username, lrn.fm. You know, Sarah there calls from Albuquerque, and later on, we're going to continue our conversation about coming to the ideas of liberty, but later on, I do have some news about the Albuquerque Police Department, one of the most notorious and corrupt and violent of police departments, but turns out they're also apparently making and selling crack cocaine.
Oh, boy.
In order to then arrest people for buying crack cocaine. So we'll get into that, and you can join us here as well. Don't forget, Skype username. You'll sound really good if you're on Skype. It's Skype username lrn.fm. If you want to tell your story of how you came to the ideas of freedom, that's what we're going to continue. And Johnson's going to tell us about second grade.
Yeah.
What happened in second grade to Johnson? 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting a dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day?
Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. The toll-free number for you is 855.
Merry Christmas on the moon.
That's right, 855-450-3733. Always covering some new territory here on Free Talk Live.
Well, you know, the moon does have a lot of new territory.
I suppose you're right about that. So you can join us here and also online. Don't forget to go to freetalklive.com. Hey, if you enjoy Free Talk Live and you like what we're doing, please become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Unfortunately, the Bitcoin option is not working at this time due to Coinbase dropping all of my accounts. So we're going to figure out what to do. There are other ways that we can implement Bitcoin, and we're working on that behind the scenes.
I'm guessing there are probably a lot of people going, blah, blah, huh?
Yeah, might, no, that's how it goes.
Yeah.
So amp.freetalklive.com. You can amp with credit card. You can amp with PayPal. And you know, despite all the crap that people talk about, the old banking system, the problems I've had have come from Coinbase. That's not an indictment of Bitcoin. Certainly Bitcoin is a decentralized system, but the problem comes with Bitcoin. The trick really comes to the organizations, the companies that change cash into Bitcoin. Right. And Coinbase is one of those companies, which means they're heavily regulated by the federal government. And Coinbase is happy about being regulated. They
want, haven't given you a reason as to why they closed your account.
I suspect they will not give me a reason based
they
on...
May, the, you know, after this gets out, there may be a demand. Otherwise, it might affect their business pretty drastically.
Oh, I don't... Look, we're not the biggest show in the world here, Johnson.
We're probably a big Bitcoin show, though.
Yeah, there are some Bitcoiners that listen. But I think a lot of Bitcoiners already know that Coinbase sucks and is obedient to the state. And so it's just sort of like if you're doing a lot of business with Bitcoin, if you're doing transactions there, at some point they could review your account and decide they don't like you.
Right.
And so that's what they did. But anyway, go to amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. You can, like I said, still use any major credit card through PayPal. You can use Visa or MasterCard right there on the website, and we'll let you know when Bitcoin comes back. So for right now, that's not an option. But the AMP program helps us promote Free Talk Live. It helps us get on more radio stations. Mark and I are going to be traveling to New York City, actually Long Island specifically, this coming Thursday. And we'll be there through Friday night. So Daryl's going to be doing some fill-in work on the air. So we're going to continue to be live, but Mark and I will be schmoozing it with the bigwigs in the radio business. And we get to go there because of the AMP program, because of listeners like you supporting directly what we're doing. Please go to amp.freetalklive.com as we go to the phones, to the fun. Bill is in Jackson, Mississippi. Hey, Bill. You're on Free Talk Live listening to WPBQ.
Yes. Well, I hope my Samsung waterproof mic is not doesn't sound too bad tonight.
It's actually pretty good.
Yeah, okay. Just a little update on the Apollo 11 shot, moonshot versus the other one. And there's enough out there that you can really see what went on, and if you can do a little research on online and look at the evidence that's built up. Yes, the Apollo 11 shot was actually the fake done on the movie set in London, England, with Stanley Kubrick. And there's enough there to prove that that's where that whole assertion came from. But now the rest of them are not. If you go back and look, you can see the difference with those other moonshots that were clearly not fake. And so
why fake one but not the rest?
Well, the theory is, and also there's enough out there on this too, that there are actual astronauts that have come forth before, you know, they leave this Earth, and not quite on the deathbed situation, but they want to get this out of their minds, and, you know, to rest the argument. And what they're saying is there were enough UFO sightings, both in the orbital shot, that I guess was the one that was maybe it was 10, I can't remember which one it was, but the one that kept orbiting the moon for several cycles for maybe a couple of days, and then it came back to Earth before the Apollo 11 set down on the moon. And there were enough reasons. Because of UFO things that were sighted, and they, of course, they're still keeping all that stuff.
Well, I don't think that just because someone saw a UFO in some grainy video footage necessarily means that it was real. But no. So what you're saying is, what you're saying is you believe the Apollo 11 footage was faked, but the rest of the visits were legitimate.
That's correct. But now,
but it doesn't still doesn't explain why. Like, what's the reason? Why did they fake the? The one.
Here's what Armstrong said, and there have been recordings released on the real actual, you know, they do have some footage of the Apollo 11 that was never released, but the only thing that we have access to now on that was the audio version, and Armstrong himself said, they're looking at us from the rim of the crater, and he went on record to say that, and he later testified that he really did see some figures. And they were so afraid that something was going to be revealed. And they were not really afraid of revealing the truth in as much as so many people would have discounted NASA as kooks if they had really, you know, lined up with anything that would have given evidence to the UFO crowd. And so they couldn't take any chances. And since Kubrick had done that movie before, they really
there are figures on the
in.
Far edge of the crater, and they have ponytails coming out of the top of their heads, and they're holding flowers.
He just said, they're looking at us. They're looking at us from the crater, and that is recorded. But now, backing up.
But wait, I thought, oh, no, hold on. So I don't know enough about Neil Armstrong. Was he on more than one trip to the moon?
No, he was the first one that stood on the moon. You know, he just stepped.
But wait, I thought you said Apollo 11 was faked.
No, they actually did make the trip, and they actually landed on 11. But the footage that we saw was fake.
Now that's a new spin on the theory, I gotta say. So
that's correct. But if you go back and look at the video that was made.
I've looked. I gotta say, Bill. You know, I have looked at this. Not the first time someone has called about this. There are some interesting, like a lot of conspiracy theories. There's always a rebuttal to it too. So it's always worth looking at the rebuttals to see what the people who don't believe the conspiracy theory say. And I gotta say, the rebuttal is very, very persuasive. That the people who are promoting the conspiracy theory of that the footage was faked are actually, in point of fact, wrong.
Well,
but
if you look at what we see now. It, as they were hovering just before they landed, that was real. But then it took 2 or 3 minutes, and I remember seeing this myself in 1969, and it just faded to black, and they were talking about various things. And then finally we saw Armstrong step out on the moon, supposedly, but that was the fake part right there.
That's what they faked, huh?
Well,
is that because they couldn't land on the moon? I mean, what's your speculation there?
Oh, yes, it did land on the moon. But
okay.
What we saw from the footage that was made available to the public, that was the same.
Why
part.
Do you believe that's the case, though? Why would they think that?
Because they were afraid to reveal something that would have given credit
the spacemen.
To the UFO crowd.
I
they,
see.
They didn't take any chances, and they went ahead and did the Kubrick thing, and of course, later with the investigation of the high, photography that we have now, we've been able to determine anybody can go on there and look, and the arguments are proven that shot that we saw was the fake.
Thank you, Bill, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. Johnson, do you buy it?
No.
Why?
I don't know, because there's not legitimate evidence, and I tend to follow the scientific method, you know, where you need to test things, or at least I tend to trust in people who are testing these things. Rather than just making websites.
When you say testing, you mean testing?
Like running actual experiments and repeatable, like scientific data, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, I don't know how you do that on some old footage from, you know, the 60s or whatever.
Well, yeah, but you're just going on footage.
So basically, all you have are two sides arguing.
Yeah, no, I mean, I can't.
You've
got
one side.
I'm not
going
to be able to prove it to people, the conspiracy theorists.
No, of course not. You've got one side looking at still photos, looking at video, and saying, "Oh, this proves it's in a soundstage. Oh, this proves that it's not a real moon rock. It's a paper mache moon rock or whatever it is that they're saying." It's been a while since I've looked at the claims. But then there's a really interesting counterclaim website, or more than one of them probably, that literally goes point by point by point. Somebody took the time to go through every claim that the conspiracy theorists made and refute. So it's just like back with.
I mean, I appreciate and love that there are people that are out there that are that patient, but you know, I've never been of the belief that all ideas deserve equal credence. I've never been of that idea. Like sometimes things I don't feel that people should be wasting their time on, you know, like certain ideas, you know.
Well, everybody's got to have a hobby.
Sure.
So somebody's hobby is to prove the moon landing is fake.
That's true.
Someone else's hobby is to prove those people are wrong.
That's true. I do tend to online, you know, challenge people who are religious or, you know, believe certain magical thinking and also statists.
So you have something in common with the refuters then, in that case.
Sure, yeah, to a certain extent, yeah.
The toll-free number
is just a waste of time for the most part. So, I mean, occasionally, long shot, I have had people come back and say, you know, the fact that you kept asking questions, finally.
Is that right?
Well, you know.
All right.
Yeah, but not frequent.
Toll-free number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. But if you're having fun, that's what matters.
Right.
And you can join us on Skype. Skype username. Skype username is lrn.fm. Hour number two coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Second hour, second grade.
Could you use up to $35,000? No need to shop around for loans anymore. LoanUS.com is a convenient online way to connect with a lender based on your unique background and provide you a loan of up to $35,000. And LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. Use the loan to pay for emergency expenses, medical bills, debt consolidation, home improvement, large purchases, and even taxes.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.